Anyone opposed to impeaching this dude? How about a firing spree? US President Joe Biden looks down at his watch. Good day, folks. Sorry for not posting for a little bit. I took a little time off to gather my thoughts about what is happening. I really don't like the idea of kicking a dead mule on this topic, but it still is in the forefront of my mind. Where did we go wrong? Why? And where is the accountability that you would expect? Several of my friends have served over in Iraq and Afghanistan. Many of them suffer from nightmares and thoughts of suicide. Most of them are addicted to painkillers and alcohol. This does not surprise me, considering that the government just looks the other way when Americans are hurt. Sure, they might help with the physical things like missing limbs and gunshot wounds, but their mental health care program is pretty much, just give them painkillers and downers, and then tell them to walk it off. How would you like it if you fought, lost people, shed your blood, and only to come home after 10, 15, 17, hell maybe 20 years, and the place collapse in on itself like a dying neutron star? Someone needs to be accountable for this failure. I mean, we could start from the bottom. Like the person who said destroy the equipment. All they did was pop tires and smash out consoles and gauges. Why couldn't we just use a front-end loader and smash shit up? Or even just blow it up? I'm sure we had plenty of loaders, backhoes, or even could have used a Bradley or MRAP to do some damage. That would have been fun wrecking shit. The news will tell us that the equipment was made inoperable, but if anyone knows how to fix broken shit, it is the Afghans. They did it with Russian equipment 40 years ago, why not now? If it has a motor and most of the frame, they will fix it and use it against anyone. That applies to most things as well, just to list a few: night vision goggles, guns, artillery pieces, tanks, helicopters, trucks, drones, planes, you name it. So don't trust the news. Maybe quite frankly don't trust the government either. They state that they got 90% of the Americans out of country, but yet more than 100,000 Afghans. What is this 90% shit? And why so many Afghans? Most are not even vetted. Did we forget that maybe some of these people were the ones harboring Al-Qaeda? Did the whole country forget about September 11th? We really can't be that kind of a country, can we be? It was an unforgivable part of history that started this whole goddamn mess. Now we are hiding tail and getting out, in the worst way possible, being weak and submissive. What the hell, dudes? God damn it, Biden, get off your fucking political high horse and honor the fallen. Show those motherfuckers what we are made of, or we will be inviting attack from within. No, this is not a fucking threat, this is a fucking fact. These fuckers hate us, dude, always have and always will. They are not grateful that we spent mountains of money rebuilding, or should I just say building everything. They have never been loyal to anyone but themselves, or unless you kill their firstborn and rape their wives and daughters. Then they might listen or be loyal until someone else comes along and inly rapes them or their sons. I have read the Quran, and I have never read that this shit should be religious practice. I must be reading the infidel version. I bet you that I won't be on their Christmas card list, nor will you, Sleepy Joe. Kill the infidel, I think is their slogan. How about $100 billion to spend on your poppy fields, so you can double your investment selling your codeine to Big Pharma, or how about you give back the Americans that are being hunted as I write this? What a fucking shame, bro. We have people that specialize in, I don't know, hostage rescue and breaching compounds, killing the world's number one terrorist. Who are those dudes again? Oh yes, the special forces. But Miley has them baking colorless cakes for Pelosi and her gangbang posse. If I was one of the 0.0001% in charge, I would fucking start wrecking shit. Probably send those bad motherfuckers in and start straight up gutting that whole country once and for all. One last big fuck you to the Taliban and friends, brought to you by a guy who would surely be hung for war crimes, Captain Cook. I most definitely would do it, the repercussion would be deadly but so fucking worth it. We might lose allies and friends, but others would be fucking scared to fuck with us. The Taliban group is just a bunch of thugs, thugs that rule with fear and humiliation. I really don't think that it would be that hard to dismantle those fucks. Fuck the red tape and just do it and ask for forgiveness later. In the meantime, since Biden is putting the stop to the military over there, private citizens and private contractors are over there without any oversight and helping Americans escape the horrors, not the armed forces problem, I guess. We left people behind, and it is unacceptable. Thank you for reading or listening to Bullshit. Sincerely, Captain Cook.